Chapter 3. Mimi. It was November of 1966. Ronald Reagan had just been elected governor of California, and the Beatles had begun recording Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I tiptoed into my apartment, not wanting to wake Mimi, but the moment I opened the door, I knew instantly that she was gone. The Blues Project had just returned from a gig in upstate New York, where we'd opened for Jay and the Americans, and it was late. The bed was made and her suitcase was missing, but her scent lingered. I was blindsided. My cockiness and stage swagger from just a few hours before felt foolish and trivial. Shock changed to panic. But at 3 a.m., there was no one I could call. I looked around my little 8th Avenue walk-up and thought of waking up Larry, my junkie friend from upstairs. But the last time I had seen him, he was on his way to the Tombs, and I didn't know if he had made bail yet. Then I noticed Mimi's note. She'd left for San Francisco. That was all. No goodbye, no reason, just, I've gone home. I was devastated. After all, Mimi, the widow of author and hipster Richard Farina and sister of Joan Baez, was my first love. A couple of days later, days I can't recall, nor like a bad acid trip, will I ever care to, Al Cooper suggested that I come up to the Elektra Records offices and hang out. I thought it would be a good idea. I needed to be with people. And in those days, Elektra was one of the places to which the folk rock elite gravitated before the bars and clubs opened at night. I walked out of the elevator and through the Elektra lobby. It was after 5 p.m., and the secretaries had all gone home. As I turned into the corridor, I almost fainted at the sight of Mimi on her way to the ladies' room. My legs weakened and my voice became hoarse. I asked what she was doing there. She was supposed to have gone home. Just as surprised to see me, but ever the sweet and graceful California flower child, Mimi smiled and condescended to a hug and a kiss on the cheek. She told me that when she had left my apartment that night, she'd gone to stay with Judy Collins at Judy's apartment on the Upper West Side.